poly eliminates all of that, and it tends to round things out slightly and give it a more professional look.
All right. Eric, you didn't say if you were redoing the outside of it, but if you do, one thing to keep in mind, and I did this on both my 71 and my 60, is to buy extra material. Because I know I needed, when I bought, well, like for the 60, I bought a couch that was already, pre-made. We got to pick the fabric and all that. But then I did buy several extra yards of the fabric because I went ahead and redid my foam and cushion seats on my chairs, my Lego-matics. And I also was able to do the side of the beds on the twin beds in my Ambassador. There was fabric and cushion material on the sides, so I was able to match all that up. So if you are redoing the whole seat, keep that in mind. You might want to have extra fabric to do extra things.
That's a good idea because that way you can tie the whole trailer together. You're not sort of having a mishmash of stuff in there.
Exactly. Kind of makes it get to the extra little touch, you know?
Yep.
Okay, let's see. Dave on the Facebook page. And if you're listening and want to get your question in, the best way to do it is to send it to us at questions@thevap.com. You can send pictures along with that too as an attachment. And you should also know about our VAP voicemail line, 707-533-4827. 533-4-VAP, and leave your comments or questions for the show. It's just a voicemail line. You don't have to worry about actually talking to us. You can just leave.
Won't talk to the intern either.
No, that's right. And if you're worried about the way you sound, just call back, and we'll consider the first one a sample run. We'll make you sound good, so don't worry about that. This next question is from Facebook. It's from Dave Gentle, and he says, question for the pros. I live in New York, and I own a vintage trailer license plate from 1965. Last year, my Airstream Safari was made. I'd like to register my Airstream with this plate, but seems like this is only allowed for vintage cars and not trailers. Do any of you guys have any experience? Do any of you guys have any experience with vintage? Let me try that again. I'm getting some interference from the phone here. Do any of you guys have experience with vintage plates? I do have a plan B for your consideration, a vanity plate with the same number plate as my vintage plates. Do you know if that's possible to get vanity plates for a trailer? So since that was New York and that's where you are from, I went ahead and sent you this so you could do some research, Colin. What did you find out?
Well, yeah, as you all know, I'm in New York as well. According to the New York DMV, I went to their FAQ, custom plates, and the question was, can I use personalized plates on any type of vehicle? And the response was, you can use personalized plates on passenger vehicles, commercial vehicles, motorcycles, and trailers. So that's the personalized stuff. And then I went, and they've got other classifications of historical plates. And in the historical plate section, they talk about, basically, they've got numbers and a couple of letters and a bunch of numbers, but they talk about personalized historical plates, and that's for a historical vehicle. And how they qualify a historical vehicle has got to be over 25 years old. I think that's typically used on a car, and they say can't be used for daily transportation, which why I'm thinking car. But anyway, they say personalized historical plates for any historical vehicle or historical motorcycle are now available. So any historical vehicle. So in theory, that's true too. But then they talk about what are vintage plates. And vintage plates are authentic vehicle plates that were issued in New York State during the model year of the vehicle. So they talk about historical vehicles and talk about vehicles in general. So I would like to think that a trailer, they've considered a trailer a vehicle earlier on. So that may be a possibility. Now, I've always been told that you can't do it for...